7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer. It's Monday, and I know that there's about four of those every month, give or take one or two. Isn't there usually the law of averages?
I think you're right.
And for some reason, people have this anxiety about Mondays because it's back to work. And, you know, people say the weekend's never long enough, and that's probably true. We do work, you know, long weeks. People have a lot going on.
But there's a lot of opportunity on a Monday, too.
Thank you. Like, take me, for example. I'm here in the studio for Dr. Bill trying to get ahead in life.
Well, we are glad you're here, Bill.
But Dr. Richard Land is a regular guest on the show. And do we have him on the studio line already, Rebecca? Awesome. And he's from the Southern Theological Seminary. I hope I said that right. I don't have my notes in front of me right now, but Dr. Land, I always love your insight because you think stuff through, and I always walk away going, I think I know this topic better now. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's the Southern Evangelical Seminary.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. It is Monday. Even for you and me, it's Monday, right?
I understand, right. Man. Mondays are not my favorite day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the tragedy of the veterans. Up to 20 a day are committing suicide. Every 72 minutes, a veteran commits suicide. And that's just so heartbreaking.
Well, it is. And it's an outrage. It's absolutely an outrage. Here are people who have volunteered in most cases, because most of these suicides, the great preponderance of them, are young men.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who volunteered to serve, who have come back from combat, and they're not being adequately treated at our Veterans Administration. Some of our poor veterans have called the suicide hotline and gotten a busy signal or gotten voicemail.
Mm. Oh, that's just
that
horrible.
That is, you know, I don't care what the government has to do. That should never, ever happen. And I'm convinced that we've got to have the attitude that whatever it takes to fix this, it has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed now.
Exactly. What is it going to take to get our attention? This is insane. 20 a day?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's the same thing, you know, with the urban violence in Chicago. I mean, mm-hmm. we've had more people have been killed in Chicago in violent activity than have died in during the time Obama's been president. Then the number of people that have died in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq the whole time that he's been president. I mean, it's like a war zone,
mm-hmm.
and nobody seems to care enough to do anything about it. This Veterans Administration scandal has been going on for years, and nothing has changed. The government has got to change this. If they need to give a private voucher to go to private medical care to every veteran in the United States and take it out of the Veteran Administration's budget, then what? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they need to rewrite the civil service laws and fire everybody in the Veterans Administration and start over, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is we have a sacred compact with our veterans. They have sacrificed, put their lives on the line to defend our freedom. And we say as a country in response, we will take care of your basic medical needs through the Veterans Administration. And I'd say one of the most basic medical needs is assistance if you find yourselves in such trauma from combat and from a service that you are contemplating suicide.
Yeah, something has to change. And hopefully with this election coming up, maybe there'll be an opportunity for a new light to be given to this whole topic.
Well, frankly,
mm-hmm.
We have no reason to believe that Mrs. Clinton will do anything about it because
mm-hmm.
she's running for Mr. Obama's third term,
mm-hmm.
and all Mr. Obama's done has blow a lot of hot air on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump has said that he will fix this. He will do whatever it takes to fix this. I don't know whether he can or whether he will, but at least he says he's going to try.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Mrs. Clinton, I think she recently said in a speech that this is the most important election of our lifetime, and she thinks the next 40 days will determine the next 40 years.
Well, I hate to say it, but I agree with her. And Carl Bernstein has said virtually the same thing, that this election will determine the future direction of the country for two generations. Now, the reason for that is that under our system, political scientists will tell you, you have to have 12 years of executive control to fundamentally change the direction of the country. 8 years is not enough. It's just the way the system is built. We had 12 years under Roosevelt, and that fundamentally altered the direction of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We had 12 years under Reagan, Bush 1, mm-hmm. and that altered the arc and direction of the country. And if Mrs. Obama wins, I mean, if Mrs. Clinton wins, if Mrs. Clinton wins, then you have 12 years of Obama-Clinton, and that will fundamentally change the nation. USA Today last Friday had a front page, top fold cover story on the fact that the Supreme Court stands on the brink of transformation, that whoever wins this election will have the opportunity to fundamentally change the direction and the complexion of the court for generations,
mm-hmm.
not a generation, but mm-hmm. generations. So I think that if Mrs. Clinton wins, we will have, you know, the cake will be baked.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether our goose will be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And now if Donald Trump wins, you know, in 4 years, if people don't like the direction that he's taking the country, we have the opportunity for a do-over,
mm-hmm.
because he will just be getting started and trying to undo many of the things that Mr. Obama has put into place by executive order and in other ways that have got us into the situation we're in. And, you know, nobody knows what Mr. Trump will do, but we do know what Mrs. Clinton will do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that if she wins, some elections are written in indelible ink. It's impossible to go back and undo them. You can't mm-hmm. put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Mm-hmm.
We have three Supreme Court justices that are between 78 and 83 years old. We have one Supreme Court justice who just died in Antonin Scalia. We have a court that is divided 4-4. If the next president gets to select four Supreme Court justices, that will fundamentally alter the Supreme Court. And, you know, they have lifetime appointments,
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage people to read that USA Today article because, I mean, it's, you know, USA Today is saying without any fear of contradiction, this election will fundamentally alter the direction of the Supreme Court for generations,
mm.
like 40 years. 40 years, 20 years is a generation, so 40 years.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, I want to ask you after the break a little bit about the debate that went on and how Christians evaluate the presidential election coming up just around the corner. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer, 48 minutes after the hour. I'll be back in a minute. Now it's 48 minutes after the hour. The sun was coming in and I couldn't see the clock. Bill Arnold in for Dr. Bill Meyer. I'm talking to Dr. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. He has roughly 17 more degrees than I do, and he is an expert on so many subjects. We're talking with him this morning a little bit about the presidential debate. We want to talk about that. Who do you think won? Who do you think got the jabs in and who came out ahead of that one?
I think overall it was a draw, and it shouldn't have been. Mr. Trump had the opportunity to score a real defeat, and he got baited and manipulated into not doing so. He started out well, but then Mrs. Clinton was able, she laid some psychological traps for him.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, Mr. Trump is incapable of allowing any personal attack or personal insult to go unresponded to ad nauseum. And, I mean, you know, this ridiculous discussion about the former Miss Universe has dominated the airwaves for the last week because Mr. Trump is like a dog with a bone. He just won't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a consequence, we're not talking about the issues. I'll go back to what Larry Sabato said a month ago, and I think he's absolutely right. If this election is about Hillary Clinton, she loses. If this election is about Donald Trump, he loses. And so the trick is to make the election about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump, after the first debate, has allowed Mrs. Clinton to make the election about Donald Trump. And he was, you know, momentum, everybody could feel the momentum moving in his direction. Well, that momentum has slowed and stopped. And this election, as my East Texas grandmother would say, is still as tight as a tick. And it's going to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stay very, very tight. I have predicted all along this is going to be a close election because the majority of Americans are unhappy with their choice. They're even more unhappy with their choice after the debate than they were before the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And because they don't want either one, the majority of Americans don't want either one of these people to be president. But the fact is, one of them, you know, barring some act of God,
mm-hmm.
one of the two of them is going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so, what did you think about the way that the FBI handled the email scandal?
Scandalous.
Yeah.
you know, I've said in op-eds before that, you know, I'm the same age as Bill Clinton. So I've been forced to watch the Clintons' devastating death march through the American public institutions for most of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clintons corrupt, contaminate, and corrode everything they touch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, including the FBI. You know, it's scandalous. The,
mm-hmm.
the FBI has been corrupted. Lady Justice has taken off her blindfold,
mm-hmm.
and she's winking at us now. Mm-hmm. She's not just looking at us. She's winking at us. And the wink is there are two standards of justice, one for the Clintons and one for the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You give immunity to five close aides, immunity, and yet no crime was committed and no one's being charged. The FBI's spotless reputation is now stained.
But if nothing was illegal, why is everyone taking the fifth?
Well, and getting immunity.
And getting immunity.
Taking the fifth is one thing.
Right.
But being granted immunity by the FBI, normally you grant immunity to the smaller fish to catch a bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
This is like going fishing and taking the bait and just dumping it out of the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, let's shift now to how Christians are evaluating this presidential election, because it is something that is in everyone's conversation, well, at least I should say, with the people I've been talking to lately.
Well, yes, I was preaching yesterday at a church in near Greensboro, North Carolina, and you know, after I'd finished preaching, that's what everybody wanted to talk to me about was, what about this election? And, you know, what should we do? And what are you going to do? You know, it's evangelicals, white evangelicals, 75% of them are going to vote for Donald Trump. But 50% of that 75%, which is two-thirds of the people who are going to vote for him, say that they are not voting for him. They're voting against Mrs. Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not happy about their vote. And, of course, this is true of a majority of Americans. Majority of Americans say that a majority of Mrs. Clinton supporters say they're not voting for her, they're voting against him. And a majority of Trump supporters say they're not voting for him, they're voting against her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a sad come to pass, but these are the two people that we've allowed to be nominated by the two parties.
Yeah. So, Dr. Land, what's one thing that troubles you the most about Secretary Clinton and one thing that troubles you the most about Mr. Trump?
Well, what troubles me the most about Mrs. Clinton is that she and her husband are corrupt to the bone and congenital kleptomaniacs. They are corrupt, as Patrick Caudill said, Carter's former pollster, the largest criminal enterprise to ever attach itself to the federal government attached itself to the State Department in the form of the Clinton Foundation during Mrs. Clinton's tenure. And if she wins the presidency, it will attach itself to the presidency.
Wow.
And that will bring about corruption at the highest levels in the history of our nation. What bothers me the most about Mr. Trump is his lack of self-discipline, his inability to stay on message. Even for Mr. Trump, and let me be very clear about this, he was my 18th choice out of 17 people who were running in the Republican primary. This is an election that, by all normal standards, the Republicans should win in a landslide. When 70% of the American people said that we're going in the wrong direction, the country's going in the wrong direction, and you've got one party running for a third term, which has only happened twice in the last century, to have 12 straight years of one-party presidency, they should win this. The fact that this is close, the fact that Mrs. Clinton has, I would argue, at this point in time, a 50-50 chance of winning, shows just how weak a candidate Donald Trump is, and most of it has to do with his personality and his inability to stay on message and his inability to make Mrs. Clinton the issue and her policies the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the most important election in the United States, in my opinion, since 1860.
Mm-hmm.
If we had not elected Abraham Lincoln in 1860, we would not be a country.
True.
It would be two or three different countries. And this is the most important election since then in terms of determining the fundamental direction of this country for the next 40 years. And we're talking about the weight problems of a Miss Universe. This is beyond bizarre.
Yeah. Dr. Land, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Have a great week. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
57 minutes after the hour, we'll take a very short break and be right back.